difficult, but this one more so?
This one's difficult because you certainly felt like you had a chance. You know, coming in at halftime 17-7, you know, we weren't discouraged at all, although we knew we hadn't played our best football in the first half. We felt like if we just kept hammering away that we'd find a way to win.
Lord knows we had our chances, you know, at the end there. I know this, you can't give Tom Brady in that offense, you know, three chances at a 2-minute drill. So, you know, for us offensively, you know, you sit there and rack your brain about, man, we just needed to get one first down, so that we could have, you know, put ourselves in a position to run out the clock or at least got the clock down so far that it would have been nearly impossible to come back.
Hey, Drew, how did the third 20 play open up for you to Kenny?
Love the play call. You know, try to use my eyes to manipulate the safety a little bit so that, you know, it could get as close to a one-on-one matchup out there as possible. I knew he'd be getting over there late, but Kenny did a great job of obviously getting by his guy and then going up and making a play in the end zone. Obviously, that's a huge play in the game. Third and 20, scores 23-17. That gives us the lead and a lot of momentum.
Normally, when a team takes away Jimmy Graham, you beat them with other options. What did they do to take away other options as well?
You know, I think any time you play a Bill Belichick defense and a team that's playing a lot of man and, you know, just those things, you understand that, hey, there are times where, you know, there's just not a lot of separation and, you know, you, even though you might not have as efficient a day, the opportunity for big plays are always there anytime you have one-on-one matchups. And, you know, listen, we know every week there's going to be a plan for Jimmy Graham and a plan for Sproles and a plan for Colston. And that's just opportunities for guys like Ben Watson to have big days and these young receivers to continue to develop. And when we get Lance Moore back and, you know, so we've got plenty of weapons and there'll be plenty of opportunities for everybody. But I think that today, you know, there was far too many three and outs. There's a lot in the first half, especially, you know, so when you can't even get that first down, you know, it's hard to get things going. I find that when we do, you know, in a lot of cases, we drive the field and we're going down to get points. So we have to continue to find ways just to execute a little bit better and, you know, get drives going so that we can have opportunities for everybody.
What was the plan for Jimmy as you saw it as the game unfolded?
It seemed like they were matching Tlaib on him early, and then that seemed to be pretty consistent. You know, obviously at times, depending on the situation and maybe the personnel group, you know, they did some things to Jimmy or to some of the other guys. And listen, that's football. You know, they're going to have a plan for you in every situation, red zone, and you got to find ways to combat it.
True. They didn't blitz much. Didn't get much pressure. You had a lot of time to throw today. So what did they do that kind of disrupted the passing game a little bit?
I think we just weren't as efficient as we should have been. I mean, I feel like we did have opportunities, and unfortunately, we did not take advantage of them until late. You know, we started putting together some nice drives late in the game, and you know, we're able to obviously overcome a 10-point deficit to take the lead. Unfortunately, we just couldn't hang on to it.
Sure, we sometimes forget how young Graham is in the league, and even Ben was saying, you know, there are going to be lessons learned hard by him. This is kind of a lesson to him tonight in how teams can play him, and sometimes not.
Yeah, and here's the thing: it's easy to get frustrated, you know, and I think you just got to keep battling and just understand that. You know, you're going to have nights where maybe the it's not coming to you or it's just not happening, you know, for whatever reason. And you just got to keep plugging away and know that, you know, the opportunities will come. Opportunities will come. And if they're spending that much time worrying about you, then other guys can make them pay as well. And, you know, that's football. That's the chess match that we play each Sunday.
You had the running game going. I mean, Kyrie lead the way in Pierre. And I mean,
good. We really ramped that up in the second half. I felt like that was big for us. We were able to put together some nice drives. All those backs and the guys up front, the O-line did a great job.
You had three teammates score for the first time today. Does that kind of bode well for the future?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, Cadet's a talented player that, you know, we can continue to use more often. Obviously, we know the talent these young receivers have, Toon and Stills. And this offense really, you know, with what we're able to do from a personnel, you know, standpoint, multiple personnel groups, formations, the tempo at which we play, you feel like there's going to be opportunities for a lot of those guys moving forward.